Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Lots of talk about war these days. We swing this way and that. We wonder, will we win? America at war, it's part of our history. And in a moment, we will be talking about a different war in a different time and the tribute that lives in a national park in Virginia to a battle that was a wake-up call to the realities ahead. So stay the course until we return to the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome back indeed. Listen, next week we're broadcasting on the Earth Day, and I want to invite all of you, our listeners, and your friends and people that you know, to call this show on our free, our toll-free 800 number and give us your memories, your thoughts, talk about events that are happening all around the country to commemorate this amazing celebration of nature on Earth Day. So also, if you want to get a little reminder, send me an email, and I'll put you on the email list so that you can know about this. I usually send this out on Wednesdays, and therefore you'll get a little heads up that it's time to call on Thursday. So let's do that, because we can really be a community of wonder here. Well, those of you who listen regularly to the Wildside News probably are finding out that I have a thing for our national parks. I've been a park guy all my life. I worked in state parks in Minnesota as a naturalist, and a few years back traveled to a number of parks for 2 years as the artist in residence. I was in Yellowstone and Redwoods, Mesa Verde, Canyonlands, Arches. I'm a national park junkie. So I discovered this wonderful feature on the National Park Service website at nps.gov called Park of the Week. I talked with the webmaster for the page, and we're going to bring this feature to life whenever we can. Today we are visiting with Tim Nozel, who is the education specialist at the Manassas National Battlefield Park in Manassas, Virginia. It's about 25 miles from the nation's capital. As we speak, America is vexed about our involvement in the Iraq War, wondering many things, but very specifically, realizing the very serious and complex nature of war. Well, our Park of the Week has, as part of its interpretive theme, a similar reckoning about war, and we want to learn more about this from someone whose job it is to talk about it. Tim Nozel, the Manassas Battleground National Park, is such actually experienced such a moment. Tell us about why your park plays such an important part in American history.
Well, Sydney, Manassas National Battlefield Park was established in 1940 to preserve the scene of two major Civil War battles. Both the First Battle of Manassas and the Second Battle of Manassas were fought here. Both battles are also known as the Battles of Bull Run, and North would generally name a battle after the closest river, stream, or creek, hence the name the Battle of Bull Run or the Second Battle of Bull Run. The South would generally name a battle after the closest town or railroad junction, and in this case, Manassas Junction, and hence the name First Battle Manassas or Second Manassas, and today, Manassas National Battlefield Park. The First Battle of Manassas is important because it was the first great battle of the American Civil War. It was the battle that woke awakened both sides, North and South, to the harsh realities of war and what the conflict was going to be.
There's so much history about that particular battle. It's really quite amazing. It was 1861, and really people were sort of, the North and the South, the Union and the Confederate armies were realizing that at some point they possibly might meet, but I don't know that they really had a concept of just how serious this might be, and certainly this battle was a wake-up call to everybody. Give us a little bit about the history of just how serious this event was, and also some of the locations within your park that tell that story.
Okay. Well, at the time in 1861, The common belief on both sides is that there was going to be one major battle, and that battle would decide the issue. This battle would be fought in a Napoleonic fashion. The common notion also was that the war was going to be over quick. As a result, there's just going to be the one battle that would decide the issue. And people also believed that the war itself would be relatively bloodless. There'd be few casualties, and then it would all be over. What happens here at Manassas is stunning to both sides, because there's approximately 4,000 casualties between the North and South during the First Battle of Manassas that was fought July 21st, 1861. Among that number, 900 Americans were killed here in the first battle, so it truly did stun both sides. Within the battlefield, there's a number of different sites. The main battle will actually begin at a place known as Matthews Hill. And if any of your listeners have ever seen the Ken Burns series, one of the things that you experience in the series is a reader going through the famous letter that a Union officer named Sullivan Ballou wrote to his wife Sarah the night before the battle, where he had a premonition of his death. Sullivan Ballou is killed in the Matthews Hill area on the morning of July 21st, 1861, during the first battle. And then also right up here on Henry Hill, which is where the hottest fighting occurred during the First Battle of Manassas. Henry Hill is the location of the park's visitor center. And this is the area where a Union captain by the name of James Ricketts will place his battery. And he's really close to a brigade of Virginians that's led by a Confederate general named Thomas J. Jackson. And Jackson, at one point during the battle, will be leading his men across the field, and they will actually capture Ricketts' guns. There will be a strong struggle over those Union cannon. And it's during the struggle that Jackson is labeled or receives the nickname Stonewall Jackson by Confederate General Barnard B. During the course of the battle. Henry Hill is also the site of the Henry House, and there are actually two Henry Houses. The first home, which was here during the Civil War, will get shot up during the battle, and over the course of the battle, unfortunately, an 85-year-old invalid, Mrs. Judith Henry, will be killed during the engagement, the only civilian here at First Manassas. After the war, the Henry family will return, and they will build the structure that presently stands on Henry Hill, the second Henry House.
Now, the park is how big?
Currently, we have just over 5,000 acres. I believe something to the effect of 5,068 or 5,071 acres to that effect. Most of the battlefield grounds are intact within the battlefield itself, the park today. There are some areas of private property within the national park boundaries here, but for the most part, most of the grounds remain intact. We do have two major roads that run directly through the park, Virginia Highway 29, as well as Virginia Route 234 to Sunley Road.
Well, it's a beautiful part of the world. I was out there actually over the Christmas season in Middleburg, I think it is, not too far away. Definitely a gorgeous place to go with rolling hills, and you really get a sense it's very historical. I mean, the buildings in that whole community, the houses are very old. Here's a question. Let's say that I come to your park. And, of course, Henry House is the interpretive center, and people can go there, and there's probably displays and things of that nature. But then, as they want to visit some of these other sites, for example, the Sudley Church or the Matthews House, how do they get there?
Okay, well, the battlefield is right off of Interstate 66. As you're leaving out of Washington, it would be exit 47B. Now, the visitor center is on Henry Hill, but it's a separate structure from the Henry House. The Henry House is a standalone building itself. Currently, the Henry House is under restoration. We're restoring it to its 1890s appearance. And when it's completed, we'll be using it as our education center for our school programs that come through the park. But then also, right off of Sudley Road, we have another structure that was present during the battle, the famous Stone House. That structure, during both battles, was used as a place to shelter wounded. Before the war, the Stone House was used as a tavern, literally, in a very real sense, sort of a truck stop. Teamsters that were going from Alexandria and Washington out toward Warrenton, Virginia, would stop over here at the Stone House on their way. We're about halfway point, and rest for the evening, and then continue on the next day. We also have several other structures within the park. Another building that's currently under restoration is the Thornberry House. The Thornberry House has a pretty neat history. It was a family home. Later on in its life, it would be used as a post office for the Sudley Springs area here, just outside of the park. And also during the first Battle of Manassas, many wounded are going to be brought into the building, and some of the wounded will actually be treated in the Thornberry House. There's several other historic structures. We have the L. Dogan home. We also have the remains of the Bronner farm, which will eventually be restored, not this year, but sometime to come. Another famous structure that's in the park is the Stone Bridge, which crosses the famous stream Bull Run. It's not the original bridge that was there during the First Battle of Manassas. That structure is actually going to be destroyed by the Confederate Army in 1862 when they pull out of the Manassas region. But it's rebuilt later on, and it has the same appearance as it did.
Tim, we have just a short period of time. What sort of special activities might you have coming up? I know that this battle was fought around the late part of July. Tell us briefly what you plan to do.
Well, every year on the anniversary of the two battles, we always hold special programs, tours and living history programs. This year, our first Battle of Manassas anniversary weekend is July 24th and 25th. And here again, we're going to have a number of tours running out throughout both days, as well as living history demonstrations. We'll have living historians, people wearing period costume, demonstrating soldier life, infantry drill, and artillery demonstrations. And we're going to do the same thing August 27th through 29th in honor of the Second Battle of Manassas.
Tim, thanks so much for being on the Wild Side News. And I'll tell you what, that's the end of another show here. This goes so fast. Join us every week on Thursdays or on our archives to learn about the wonders of nature on the Wild Side News.